I guess the first question is, we were talking to Dion Branch the other day, and what's it feel like not to be the fastest guy in the team anymore with Jeff Dempsey around?
Oh, you know, I don't really have to give that too much though. You know, I gotta just continue to focus on going out and doing my job, and you know, just focus on me, and he's gonna do his job and try to focus on himself, and hopefully that can both of us can contribute to the Patriots having success.
I'm just curious, Matthew. This is Rich from the Mr. Telegram, and really in your career, you obviously went through some uncertainty during this week coming up with these final cuts, and I'm just curious how you're able to handle that, and kind of looking back on it, what did you learn from that to maybe make you a better person, a player, or a teammate?
You know, it's definitely a tough time because, you know, reality is you have to get from a certain amount of players down to 53, and you know, what I learned early in my career is to try not to think about it and just go out and continue to do my job and try to focus on what I had to do. And really, at the end of the day, if I put forth my best effort, that was all I could control. And it's tough when you start worrying about things that you can't control because then it can consume you. So I just learned, you know, not to play the numbers game and just try to go out and take advantage of each and every day that you have here and hopefully, you know, hopefully the best from there.
Does today strike you as a tense day inside the locker room because of the fact that a number of players could be waived, you know, by tomorrow at 4 p.m.?
Yeah, there is a bit of, you know, a little bit of stress that comes with that, but I think every day around here is an up-tempo tense day. You know, we have to have a sense of urgency every day around here because we have a lot of things to improve upon and a lot of things to get done, and, you know, obviously we understand what time of year it is and what happens. So that's part of the game, and we can't do anything about that to change it.
Having earned Pro Bowl status last year, Matthew, on special teams, do you go out there this year thinking that maybe there's a bigger bullseye on your back now, and, you know, like another guy on special teams might want to kind of make a name for himself by making a statement against you and maybe containing you on any given week or, you know, putting a beating on you?
I'm sure that's a possibility, but you know, in my mind, you know, last year was last year, and I'm not a Pro Bowl player at this point. I'm just a guy who's trying to earn his keep on the team again. I know that as a young player, when I went against guys who have been nominated to Pro Bowls, I like to step it up and challenge myself, and maybe that'll be the case, maybe it won't. But in my mind, you know, that was last year, and I got to do something this year to make a name for myself again.
Matthew, you guys have a couple of really interesting additions. You made a couple of really interesting additions in the offseason. Two guys who are really at the heart of what they do are special teamers in Nate Ebner and Marquise Cole. How have they done with the acclimation process to this point, and what really stands out for you about them as special teamers?
Well, they all the guys, and Nate, Marquise, and the rest of the bunch that we have in here have really done a great job of buying into what Coach O'Brien is teaching and his philosophy and how to play the game and the way Coach Belichick coaches us. And, you know, everybody on the whole has done a good job of preparing and just trying to improve day in and day out. And each guy has his own knack that he brings to the table, and I think each guy is going to bring something that's going to help our team get better. So all these new guys have been fun to play with as well as the old veterans.
Matthew, what are or were your initial impressions of Jeff Demps?
You know, I think he's been doing a good job for us. He's, you know, he's come in here and he's working to get better each and every day, just like everybody else around here. So, you know, like any player in this league, he has talents that he brings to the table, and he's working to refine those talents just like the rest of us are. And you know, we're moving forward day by day.
Matthew, I was wondering if you could kind of give us a little insight on the difference between returning kicks in college and in the pros, and not only from a returner standpoint, but maybe from one of the guys up front having also, you know, blocking for there.
Well, I think the schemes are a little bit more complex at this level. There's a lot more that you're asked to do and a lot more that you have to do in all 11 positions on that phase of the game. And obviously the level of talent of the guys covering down has changed. You know, these are guys that are covering down kicks for a living now. So, you know, the stakes are much higher. What you're being asked to do is a little bit more challenging. that definitely makes for a difference between collegiate and pro.
I guess you learn every day, but is that something you're still learning, is the nuances of returning kicks and covering kicks?
Oh, no question. I think that's an art that takes a lot of time to master, a craft that takes a lot of time to master, and you're never really going to have all the answers or have it totally figured out. And like Coach O'Brien said, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So I think there's always room for improvement in those areas.
Matthew, you might have touched on this before. I was having a little trouble hearing. It was when you were asked about earlier in your career and what it was like to sort of when these roster cut-down dates came. I just wanted to more ask you in general, what is the atmosphere, the mood like around the team at this time when you know you're going from 90 to 53 here in a very short period of time?
Well, I mean, obviously we all know what's at stake, and we understand that this is an unfortunate part of the business. It's a numbers game, and you have to get down to a certain amount of guys. But, you know, the atmosphere is no different than it usually is around here. This is an environment where we have a sense of urgency at all times. Every day you walk in this building, there's a sense of urgency. So, you know, obviously guys understand what's at stake and understand what's up for grabs, but we just have to go out and continue to do our job and take advantage of every day that we have here.
And along those lines, it's sometimes the locker room is described as sort of like a brotherhood. How challenging is it to just not be overly affected when, I guess, some of your brothers, if you will, you know, are sort of maybe even, you know, having their hopes dashed in that respect?
It is challenging, and that's one of the tougher parts of this game is you work alongside guys and then guys come and go. But we understand that that's part of the business that we signed up for. But that doesn't make it easy. By no means. It is a challenge to stay mentally strong through these times and move forward. But we have to realize the end goal and realize that we're privileged to be able to be a part of this. And it's very, very special. And we've been blessed to be a part of this. And we just have to take advantage, like I said, of every day that we have together and every day we have as a team to move forward.
With this situation sort of being similar to the situation like after the third preseason game last year, I was wondering what did you guys take after that Lions game and sort of build on to be able to kind of shake it off and go into the regular season more positively, and kind of what can you learn in this situation, I guess?
Well, any time that you go out and don't perform as well as you would like, you know, and the outcome is not what you would like, there's things to be taken away from that. And even in victory, there's things to be taken away from the game. So what we have here is an opportunity to respond to an adverse situation, learn from the mistakes that we made, learn from the things that we did well, and move forward. But we can't dwell on the past. You know, this is a game that happened. You know, like I said, the outcome wasn't what we wanted. But we can't hang our heads. We have to go back to work and continue to try to refine what we're doing and hopefully improve and move forward.